Blog Talk Radio. Mother, we love you.
Welcome to Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor, a special Mother's Day show honoring all women all over the world. Now, this is a very special show with Daisy Brown, who is the executive team member of the Shy Life. I would like to welcome Daisy Brown and invite women and men everywhere to join us for a day to give special recognition to the women that have impacted our lives with their love and presence. Daisy Brown, how are you doing, Queen?
I'm fine. Good evening. Happy Mother's Day to you, my dear.
Happy Mother's Day to you, and thank you so much for helping me make this show possible. Happy Mother's Day and Happy Matriarch's Day to all the women all over the world. Some may not have natural children of their own, but we salute the matriarch because every woman impacts someone's life somewhere. There are women that are aunts. There are sisters, and of course, there are people like you who I consider my God aunt because God sent you to me, and I want to thank you, and we also want to thank Gwen, Nix, James. Am I saying that correctly?
That is correct.
All right, because I know I messed up last time, and I'm not messing up again. So we thank Gwen, Nix, James for sponsoring this show, and also we want to shout out the Dream Castle Villa and also the pageant upcoming in June that we are so honored to be partaking in. So let's get this started. We are here to honor the women who have been, so dear to our lives. They have dropped gems in our lives. They're our rock. They are the reason we breathe. We are here to honor them. Some may not be related to us, but they have been mentors. They have been queens beside us. So we're here to honor those that still walk this earth beside us, those that are now ancestors that have gone on, those that are going strong. Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor, Special Pink Edition is a breast cancer awareness publication, and this show is named So we want to thank you for coming in. And Daisy, we would like for you to tell us about that beautiful opening song, You Were Their Mother, by the Brooklyn All-Stars. Tell us about that beautiful song and why you chose it for the opening.
Well, that's a song that I wrote for my mother, and I believe it was 1990. We were traveling from down south. I was married to one of the Brooklyn All-Stars, and we were traveling, and I started writing. The song just came to me, and as a matter of fact, it was supposed to have been a poem, and my husband was a musician, a guitarist, and I showed to him the lyrics. And he says, oh, that's a great song. And he started playing it. And the other guys heard the song, and they were like, well, we want to do it. So we went into the studio and did a complete album. That's just a part of an album called Two Sides of the Brooklyn All-Stars. And but it was a song dedicated to my mother because my mother was such an inspiration to me coming up. I was from a home of domestic violence, but she never gave up. She stayed in there trying to keep her seven children together, trying to make sure we had what we needed. She was just a trooper. She was a woman of God, and everybody loved my mother. My mother was just a beautiful, beautiful lady. And as time went by, she was she developed glaucoma and lost her sight at around 46 years of age. And by the time she was 48, I believe she was completely blind. But she lived to be 83 years old, and I never, ever, ever heard her complain about her vision loss. I never heard her complain about anything. She always had a smile on her face no matter what was going on. And my mother is just a beautiful, beautiful lady, and like I said, she was a woman of God. She remarried my stepfather, who was a pastor, and of course, he was a great inspiration to our lives as well. So I just feel like I was truly, truly blessed. And then, of course, I had some ladies who came into my life later that I called my play moms, and they were just very strong women too. So I just feel like I've been blessed as a woman, and I am now my family matriarch. So I've got some tall shoes and some big shoes to follow.
Yes, that's right. Wow, wow.
I've got a big journey here, you know, facing me. But
right.
I'm taking it with a smile, and I've got a beautiful family, so I've been blessed with that too. And but I'm wearing my crown proudly because I feel honored to be the family matriarch, and I just am so blessed to have had a mother who was filled with love, compassion, strength, and so many other great qualities that I learned from. And I don't know what else to say other than I had a great mother, and I'm just so grateful that I can say that I miss her so much. We would call and talk on the phone and in the mornings, every morning, and Judge Mathis was my favorite, and she would talk to me until time for him to come on, and she'd say, I've got to get off the phone, and she would hang up, and then after he would go off, we would call and talk about his show, you know, but she knew that at 9 o'clock she had to hang up talking to me because I had to see Judge Mathis. But my mother was just a great woman. Most people called her Aunt Dora. They called her Sister Hill or Mother Hill. And she just had so many other children that rallied around her. But like I said, she always had a smile on her face, no matter how bad things got for her. And I just pray that I can be half the woman that my mother was.
Wow, wow. Well, what a beautiful tribute. And you have spoke so very fondly to me about your mother that I feel like I know her or have known her. And, you know, it takes a very strong person to deal with the vicissitudes of life and not let it rob your joy. And she sounds like she was a demonstration of love to her seven children. And the beautiful part is that, amen. And the beautiful part is that though she had a rough first marriage and suffered the abuses, like you said, God, you know, he is a God of mercies and grace and fulfillment and restoration and love and joy. And he saw to it that your stepfather would line up along the journey and the path with your mother so that they could become one and that he could show her what apparently time and the enemy had robbed her of the first time in the first marriage. Because, you know, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you know what? Out of that beautiful marriage, he could not stop seven children from coming here and seeing and witnessing the demonstration of the woman that brought them here. And so we honor your mother. This show, Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor, a Mother's Day special honoring all women. And we are going to play your selection by Mahalia Jackson for your mother, Just a Closer
Thank
Walk
you
with
so
Jesus.
Much.
This is to your mother. And do you want to say, set up the song?
I just want to say that just listening to it will just bring back so many memories, because that was one of her favorite songs, and she would sing it, you know, throughout the day. And I used to love to hear my mother sing, my mother and my grandmother. My family is a singing family. I'm the one who I thought I was going to be a professional singer, but I didn't enjoy being on stage. So I'm a background person. But the majority of my family, they're chirpers. And but I'm just listening. I'm looking forward to hearing this song, and thank you so much for playing it for me and my mom.
And God bless you and your mom. And also, I forgot to say that, Mother, you were there. For you to have written that, intending for it to be a poem, showing it to your husband, and what they did with that song, it is just beautiful to hear, and just the harmony. The song is 7 minutes long. I mean, and they... You don't even feel like you're listening to the long version. You just get into it so much that you can just keep going. And so I just want to salute you and the beautiful words and songs, poems, and lyrics that have been coming out of your pen. And God bless your mother and your grandmother. And
thank you.
All of the women, the queens in your family, and you as the matriarch continuing to carry the torch. So here we go with Just a Little Walk with Jesus by Mahalia Jackson, dedicated to Mother Hill. That would be Daisy Brown's mom. And then when we come back, I'll give you my dissertation. And we have a lot of phone lines lit up, and so we see you, and we are going to get to you as well, so that you can speak on the queens in your life. So don't go anywhere, because we're going to do what? We're going to take just a closer walk with Jesus.
Amen.
Saturday, June 9th, Dreamcastle Villa presents the 9th annual Miss Dreamcastle Beauty Pageant. Hosted by senior radio personality Tony Cobb of 93.5 WVIP. Join us at the Royal Regency Hotel, located at 165 Tuckahoe Road, Yonkers, New York, with live performances by Luss and Force MD. Music by Super Rock and DJ E. Kim. Showtime is 6 p.m. and tickets are $90, including dinner, open bar, and a dessert bar. For tickets and info, call 347-201-2210 or 914-525-2477. You may also check online for info at MissDreamcastle2018.eventbrite.com. It will surely be a beautiful night. Hope to see you all. Be there.
Now, why don't you just take a little walk with Jesus right on over to the Dream Castle pageant. Why don't you just blend it all together for a night of grace and wonder. So we want to shout out to our sponsors, the Dream Castle Villa, and we want to again welcome you to Gumbo for the Soul Women of Honor, a Mother's Day special honoring all women. That song was Just a Closer Walk, with Jesus. And that was Mahalia Jackson, the great late Mahalia Jackson. Wonderful selection, and God bless your mom. We honor her, Daisy. And
I can understand
why she would love to just really take comfort and peace and joy in a song like that. The beautiful Mahalia Jackson and her voice just, oh, she just sings it from so deep down within, and it just comes out like smooth butter. So,
yeah, that
very
one,
soothing.
And I found the answer. You know, Mahalia was known for those two songs, and I'm telling you, anybody who sang back in the day sang those songs, because those were just two ballads, standards, classics, whatever you wanted to call them, that's what they were. And Mahalia was the queen, I thought.
Amen, amen. And we salute the queens. Now, for me, when we compiled Gumbo for the Soul Women of Honor Special Pink Edition in 2010, I had my mother in mind and dedicated in loving memory of Hilda Rose Noel, my mother. Now, I'm impressed by the matriarchs of my family, and the first would be Selena Big Mama Cargill, my maternal grandmother. I spent my childhood and summers with her. She taught me how to pray. I mimicked her at the young age of 6, not knowing, you know, what it meant to be on our knees. And they weren't big churchgoers, but they were faith walkers, and she read her Bible religiously. I spent so much time with my grandmother, you would have thought that I was her daughter. And it's just because you grow close to wisdom. When you're a child and someone takes the time to speak into your spirit, and if you're drawn to that type of closeness and that type of loving kindness, then you would be sitting under an older person, someone of wisdom. And for me, it was my grandmother. So my mother, of course, I love dearly. Rest in peace to my mother, Hilda, Mama Noel. And I was the baby in the family. So, of course, people may think I'm a little spoiled, but I don't think I'm spoiled. I don't think I'm spoiled. I just don't do no well, is what I like to think. But my mother, she was a demonstration of, you know, get up, go, be on time, take care of yourself, your home, your vehicle, be a woman of your word, and a go-getter. I'm like, just like you, Daisy, I never heard my mother complain. And my mother had breast cancer in the early 80s, and this was the time where there were no support groups. There wasn't any Susan B. Komen, there wasn't, or G. Komen. There wasn't any Sisters Network, Inc., African-American survivor organization. My mother didn't want to speak about her trials and the journey that she went through. So Gumbo for the Soul Women of Honor Special Pink Edition, compiled by myself, and the foreword is by Cynthia St. James, the world-renowned book cover artist, Kwanzaa stamp artist. Her artwork is featured in museums and on trains, subway trains, Capitol buildings, and her art is sold all over the world. And there is also a college that dedicated a wing to her. I think it's St. Augustine, somewhere back east. But I want to thank all of the women that have impressed my life. There are too many to name, but definitely my maternal grandmother, Selena Big Mama Cargill, my mother, Hilda Mama Noel, my paternal grandmother, Cassie Big Mama Black, my great aunt, my maternal grandmother's sister, Clara Nana Dixon, and her daughter, Betty Dixon. And there are women that weren't related to me, step aunts and sister friends. So in the book, I honor all of them. I honor my daughters. I honor the women that have stood beside me. We will have a Women of Honor 2 coming out in October. Dr. Yvonne Sion will give us the foreword, and she is Dave Chappelle's mother, world-renowned comedian Dave Chappelle. So I want to say a shout-out to Dr. Yvonne Sion, and I pray that you're having a blessed Mother's Day. So in conclusion, in my honoring the women that impressed my life, I state, women of honor are the ladies that saw me through many seasons, some still standing, some passed on, and some unmentioned for other reasons. So my hat's off to you. I salute you in the only way I can, and I thank you for including, and I thank God for including you in my life's master plan. Now, the song that I chose is by Al Green. My mother loved Al Green. And, you know, back in the day, I'm only the producer of Soul School Music for a reason. Back in the day, you know, you listened to your parents' music. If they partied, if they woke you up to come dance for them and show their company what you're working with, you know, all that kind of stuff. Or if, you know, it were at the family reunions or the fishing at Clear Lake, wherever it may have been. But I'll tell you, Al Green and those old-time songs, B.B. King and Wilson Pickett and all of those back in the day, Bobby Blue Bland, they played all of it. But I chose to play Let's Stay Together. So here we go. Here we go, Al Green. I can't even talk today. I'm too excited. But here we go, Al Green. Let's stay together.
Life with you, and they say,
All right, now, we are back live on Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor, a Mother's Day special honoring all women. And we are about to hear from our sponsor, who I have just been notified is holding on the line, and that would be Ms. Gwen Nix James of the Dream Castle Villa. Hello, Gwen. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Mother's Day. Yes, I have been holding forever.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, queen. How are you doing?
So good.
Happy Mother's Day, queen.
Yes, happy
yes,
Mother's Day.
Yes.
Thank you. How's everybody
Thank
doing
you.
Today?
So blessed. What an honor to hear your voice, and we want to thank you for making this show possible. We want you to tell us about June 9th. What is happening with this event coming up? We're very excited. Give us the history of it.
Well, first I want to give shout out and say happy Mother's Day to my mom, who is still here, live and kicking. Thank God for that. You know, she's been through a lot of
disease,
brain surgery, everything, and mom is still here. And
happy
I love
Mother's
her.
Day, Mom.
Oh, well, you'll see her on June 9th, okay?
She's
in the house.
Hallelujah.
You know, it ain't her time yet, and she's going to church every Sunday, and she's still doing her thing, and she looks as healthy as possible, even though they shaved some of her hair. But you know what? It grew back. So, you know, whatever they saw on the scan, it's no longer there. I can't tell you what happened, where it went, what it was. It's just not there. So God is good. So I am very
Hallelujah.
Thankful to have my
Hallelujah.
Mom today.
Hallelujah.
Because I know it's been one hospital to the next hospital, and it's been very tough. But you know what? God is good. But about June 9th, I must say, listen.
Wait.
Yes.
All right. Slow down. I know you're busy, but we give thanks and honor and praise for your testimony, for your mother.
I know, and I believe we have another. We have a few other people on the line as well that want to give a shout out to their mom, who has been holding so patiently. So I don't know if you're able to let them connect and join in, and then we can talk about the pageant. I know it's your show, but you know, people got to eat their dinners and all of that. You're in LA, right?
You're in
California, so your time is almost 8:30 here.
Well, now, you do have some callers that have lined up to join us, and we want to thank you, and we want to open up their lines for you so that they can join you, because it is about the Dream Castle Villa and what is happening now. So area code 347 times 2 will now join you, Gwen. There you go. Tell us
Great.
And welcome your ladies.
Hello.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Charlo. I'm the reigning queen of Dream Castle Pageant 2017. I would like to wish a happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers out there coming from me.
Awesome, awesome. There's a little echo on there, Bev.
Yeah, that would be on her end. I'm not sure what's happening. Nothing I can do about that. Perhaps the volume can be turned down on that end.
Right,
but,
right. Well, that is the reigning queen for 2017. Tune in and wishing everyone a happy Mother's Day. I'm not sure if everyone heard that.
Happy Mother's Day and congratulations.
She was, and I must say, she was such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful contestant. I was just so proud and honored to have been there at that particular pageant, and I was equally happy to see her win. She was a beautiful contestant, and she has won her crown well.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations to you.
Yes, yes.
And I'm
yes,
looking forward to seeing everyone at the pageant. Go ahead, Gwen.
Well, yes. Beverly, you will get to meet our Jasmine. I've known Jasmine for many, many years. And actually she entered the competition at the very last minute because I was short of some ladies, and I said, Jasmine, you have the height. You have to do it. She's always helped me with paperwork. She's always helped me in greeting the guests because she's have that pretty smile, and she's been there for many years. I mean, as a young little girl, helping with paperwork. And last year was the first time she actually entered and won, which was very surprising. However, her talent, her speech, her disposition, it was on point. And this is a young lady who walked into a room and said, I couldn't do it. And, you know, we want all the ladies to know that they can. I know we have DeMarsha on, probably on hold. A couple people have been on hold because they're texting me like, gee, I'm on hold for 25 minutes. So I know they all can't get on.
Well, let me say this. All the ones that are holding, there are two lines open besides yours. So those that have hung up, I'm sorry that,
we're on different
time zones, but I have to allow the show to take its course. So this is that time now if they want to call back.
Right. But I appreciate Jazz holding, and I just want to say, Jazz, thank you. I love you so much. And tell Mom happy Mother's Day to her. Mom had a set of twins last year, and yes. So, you know, it's a blessing. So tell Mom happy Mother's Day, and thank you for calling in. Appreciate that.
And we'll
see you
on June 9th, sweetie.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you. Yes, so happy Mother's Day to the mother of the twins. And then, Gwen, you also have another 347 caller holding. Caller 347, your line is open.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, this is Ray. How are you?
Hi, Ray. Oh, we have security in the house. All right.
Hi, Ray.
Hi,
hello,
everyone. How are you doing? Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody.
How are you?
Thank you.
I'm good, Auntie.
Thank you
how
so
are
much.
You? Happy Mother's Day.
I'm fine, sweetie. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for being here, Ray.
Yes.
Hi.
Maybe does he want to honor, hello, Ray, this is Beverly. It's nice to have you call here. I was able to call your show earlier. And do you want to shout out any shout-outs to any women?
I do. First and foremost, my mom for giving me such a decent life. Happy Mother's Day to her. Happy Mother's Day to my beautiful wife, Damaris. Happy Mother's Day to Ms. Gwen.
Thank you.
She's my mom. She's my mom, you know, all the time, every time away from home. She's such a good person. And we're so excited about this pageant coming up on June 9th. Be sure that you're there.
Thank you.
As you very well know, Mr. Tony Cobb will be hosting along with some other guests. We have Lust is going to be in the house. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be, better than ever before. We're looking forward to it. We're very excited. Hopefully, we'll see everyone there.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds so exciting. I mean, Gwen, I salute you. I am hearing nothing but great things about this pageant, the Dream Castle pageant, sponsored by the Dream Castle Villa. Gwen, Nick, James, you, Queen, have been doing the pageant for how many years now? What is the history of the pageant?
2010, my own. However, I've helped in other pageants, like in 2008, 2007. But you know what I really want to say? I want to give a shout-out to all the mothers out there that allow me, since 2010, to allow their daughters to enter into my life. That's over 100 females that I've had in my life from this pageant.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Wow.
That is a lot of
yes.
ladies. That's a lot of work. I'm talking 100 plus. So if we're talking 9 years and every year I have 12 girls, 12 contestants, that's
wow.
a lot of girls. So
congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I tip my hat to those mothers that allow me to spend time with their daughters every week, rehearsals every week, and it was a wonderful experience, and I would never take it back, never.
You know, Gwen, we salute you. We salute you. You are a woman of honor to take your time, talent, energy, and resources and to pour into someone else's life to train them up. It says train up a child. And for you to spill into someone else's spirit, to mentor, to see to it that they have resources and scholarships and etiquette and training and just exposure to resources for women, youth, young ladies, things that they would maybe not otherwise have access to. So I salute you and I salute Dream Castle Villa. Congratulations to you and continued success. We're going to continue to honor women. We're going to continue to play the commercial. We hope that all of our listeners around the globe will tune in and support the Dream Castle Villa, support the Dream Castle pageant. Gwen Nix Hicks James is going out of her way every year to make sure that dozens and dozens of girls have this type of mentorship. Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown, has been assisting her, and I am proud to be coming on this year. And also the gentleman holding on the line, did you say your name was Ray?
Yes, it is Ray.
All right, Ray and Beverly, nice to meet you, and I'm looking forward to meeting you. Jasmine, congratulations to you and your crown. You're going to be passing it on, and I cannot wait to see all of the women and those that are going to be participating, supporting, and entertaining. So, Gwen, a big congratulations to you. You continue
Thank you
doing
so much,
what you're
Ms.
doing.
Beverly. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. And Daisy, love you. And
now you know I love you, baby.
But you know, it's a pleasure. Like I said, if I didn't have a passion for this, I couldn't do this. This is it gives me a lot of energy. Then after it's done, we go into a regroup, and then we start up again in October with a fashion show with Dimash. So you know, we have our designers, we have our team, we have our makeup artists, we have our photographers. We have our media, and that's important to have all those key people in your umbrella so that when you're ready to put something together, it's there.
And, you know, one good thing that I like about
Ray is security. I forgot to mention that to you, Beverly. We have the New York Finest with us as well, so we don't just have just anybody. We have Ray, CEO bodyguard, in the house. And he doesn't come by himself, okay? So
he's
chief of security. So, you know, our hosts are safe, our judges are safe, and our girls are definitely safe.
Well, what I want to say is the one thing that I really like about the pageant is the emphasis is not on beauty. The emphasis is on the total lady, and that, to me, is what is so important. Gwen's concentration is to make the woman as well-rounded as possible, to take what she brings and help to mold her and be as well-rounded as possible. So, I mean, it's not even about the look only. You know, it's the whole total package. And that is very important to me.
Thank you.
Gwen, I really salute what you're doing. I remember growing up, one of the ladies that I honored in Women of Honor, her name is Mary Swazer, and she started a social club for us young ladies. It was called the Black Velvet Social Club. We would meet at her home, and then she would take us on trips, road trips, and drive us to different events and, you know, spend the time to seed in our lives. She gave us employment. She employed us and tried to steer us in the right direction. So you are holding that baton and steering women in the right direction, so many women have been impacted by what you're doing. You cannot even count and measure the impact of what you are doing year after year after year for so many years and so many women.
And it's growing,
so what
you
are doing,
you know, it can't just be just me alone. I need the young ladies to participate. I need my designers to participate. It's all a chain reaction. And with everybody working together, it brings it better and bigger. And like I said, you know, if I didn't have a passion for this, I couldn't do it. It, you know, this was therapy for me many years ago. I mean, I can't even tell you now how I got started with this. But this is, again, Auntie Daisy saying domestic abuse, this was therapy for me. And in doing this, I learned that if I could mold girls and work with them, it was psychologically an experience for me medically. You understand? So this was something that I grew to.
Ooh, that sounds beautiful.
I grew to it, and I adapt to it. So this was a hobby, a passion, and a love. And it comes from deep in my heart is why I do this. Okay,
wow.
I don't ask for anything for anyone. I like I said, we have Dream Castle Villa, and you brand yourself Dream Castle Pageant. I could have done it with other names, but you know what? I just choose Miss Dream Castle Pageant because I wanted to keep everything under the brand.
And that makes
a lot of sense. That makes so much sense. And, you know, your Uncle Marshall, he would sing Hold On To Your Dreams. Now,
He's done that already. Uncle Marshall has been there. He's taken part in this pageant since day one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He came down for, we had a fashion show in the city at the, what was the name of that theater downtown? Can't think of it right now, but he came down and we had a show, a fashion show right there. It was called I Dream Fashion. So it was a dream, and it is a dream. And we continue to do, you know, Fashion Illusion. It's been so many years into doing what we're doing, and it's only growing more, bigger and bigger. I will say one final thing is that wait until you see the 10th year, Miss Beverly. The 10th anniversary is going to be next year. I can't really say the location yet because I know it can't be where we're having it this year. But I will say I want to put all 10 pageants together. I don't even know if I can, but I'm already looking into that with all the contestants from pageant 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 for those who want to participate.
That would be
wonderful. What a beautiful vision, such a huge undertaking. Now, before you go, back to the matriarch, what has your mother expressed to you about what you're doing with the girls and Dream Castle Villa and Dream Castle Pageant? What has been her expression?
Well, my mom is a very quiet mom. You know, without mom, I couldn't have done the villa. Mom was my babysitter. She was my backbone because I have to take many trips out there to do that villa. It didn't happen overnight. Mom was my support team. Mom was my babysitter, watched my children as they grew up. Now she's a little elderly. She's not old, but she's elderly. And the kids are a little bit now mature. I have a high schooler, a college-bound, and one that's married just recently, soon be a grandmother.
Ooh, congratulations.
So,
congratulations.
Mom has always been, she's given me a huge support system, and I've passed that on to my children because if I couldn't do it without them, and they know what my passion is. They know when I'm away. They know when my phone is global, so I can be reached anywhere, any day. If I'm here, Mexico, Jamaica, doesn't matter. My phone is always on, and I can say that mom still there. I was with her last night, okay, and she's, you know, concerned.
Wow.
She know I like, and she comes to church to the pageant. She'll be there.
Oh,
she'll have a table of five.
I cannot wait.
She'll have a table of five because they already called me. It's like, all right, Sister G, you have my tickets, right? I said, yes, I do. I have to give them senior discounts, so we give them senior discounts. So. They're
wonderful.
Ready. They're ready, and they're excited, and they look forward every year, and they don't miss a beat when it comes down to the show. You know,
she really needs to get into the fashion show this year.
Miss Beverly, I must say something to you. A lot of people ask me that I should have another pageant for the big girls. I said, well, I have to think about that one, okay? You know, so I said, what, 50 plus? And like, well, something like that. I said, well, let's put that at the end. It can't be a Miss Dream Castle. I can do something different, but let me finish my 10th year, and then we can talk about that.
Well, you know what? That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. I just want to say it is just an awesome privilege, pleasure, and an honor to just hear of the love of the foundation that when you say your mother has been your support system, I just envision just a strong woman giving you the foundation.
A strong woman raising 6 kids by herself, living in the projects, okay. I'm born in Harlem, okay. I'm a Harlem girl. I was born in Metropolitan Hospital, okay? So, my mom was born in Harlem Hospital, okay? So I'm originally from Harlem.
Y'all after my heart. They're after my heart. I've been here talking about Harlem. I'll tell you later. I love you.
and the dad is from the Trinidad side. So, you know, Jamaica's from the marriage part, so I have the mixture of that. Mm-hmm. You have the Trinidad and then Jamaican from the husband side. So, but I love Jamaica, and, you know, from back in the days when we were younger and my sister and my cousins, we would do the girls' trip, and they would always be Orto Rios, and that's how I wind up Jamaica. So I love it, and I continue to love it for all these years. And it's my son Mark is 34, so I've been going to Jamaica for over 30-something years.
Wow.
That's
well,
a long
Queen,
time.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank
happy
you.
Mother's
happy Mother's Day,
Day
to
your
to
queen,
you.
Matriarch. And we are going to have a few more words here, but I definitely want to thank you, and I salute Jasmine. She's about to pass on the crown. Ray, I'm looking forward to seeing you there. And Gwen, just for such a classy continued event such as this, it just speaks volumes. So happy Mother's Day to you. Happy Mother's Day to your mother, and God bless
thank
her
you,
for the
thank
foundation
you, thank
and
you,
the support
and one other
that
thing,
you receive.
I'm gonna beg you to do me a favor, please, and give me a Barry White practice what you preach any time of the night before you log off your system. All right. I appreciate that.
You gave me a hands up. You're trying to get some berries right up in here. You know what? You know what? We're going to have to do a special show for you. We'll do what we'll do is a tribute to Barry White, and we'll get some people in here. Your uncle Marshall Thompson, you know, all we have to do is let him know what you want, and you got it. So apparently, I'm the only one spoiled in the family. That's how we're going to do that for you, Ms. Gwen. I don't have enough time to upload a song into the system, but if it weren't for that, I would, but I have to go get the song and convert it and then upload it into the system.
All right,
yeah,
so I'm
going to
hit you
up on
Wednesday.
We're going to do you a better one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. We're going to have one, and it's going to be, again, sponsored by what? Dream Castle Villa, Dream Castle Pageant, okay? And we're going to do it just
so
like that for you, and we're going to honor Barry White. So, Queen, I bow courtesy to you. God bless your mother. Happy Mother's Day to you and all those special women that we are honoring all over the world. And have a good evening. We're going to have
you.
A few
Thank
more
you.
Words. You're welcome to stay and with us, or we know that you're busy talking about that dinner
you're
and that
Cali,
time
you're on Cali time. So you're on Cali time, but I'm going to go to bedtime.
Don't even want to let me open the show because we're 3 hours different.
Exactly.
But you're just a red queen.
That's okay.
I love you.
It's all right. Love you, too. Have a good night.
We'll see you.
And we'll talk. All right? Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
God,
it was
God
so
bless.
Much fun having you.
Thank you. Anytime.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Ray.
God bless you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Bye, Jasmine and Ray. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Now, Daisy Brown.
Yeah.
Don't you go nowhere. That was so much fun. Your niece is something else.
Yes, she's a sweetie pie.
Bless her heart. And you know what? Had I known that there were going to be so much support for the Dream Castle pageant and the Dream Castle Villa, we could have did the show and set it for an earlier hour. But we're 3 hours different. Kind of fell along the lines of, you know, our regularly scheduled programs. But next time, something like this, we can do a little earlier. And then, you know, I wanted to make sure that people were out of church and relaxed, maybe, you know, back home from dinner and stuff. So, but nonetheless, what a blessing it is to honor women and to be able to say what special times that we've had with our mothers and our grandmothers. And I also want to give a very, very special shout out to my sisters, Anita Jacqueline Wilbon. She went home to be with the Lord March 2nd, 2013. Also, Sarah Rachel Berry, without her, I wouldn't be on the air, and she went home to be with the Lord January 9th, 2013. And we so named the Voices of Wisdom for Rachel Berry to keep her life and legacy alive and to carry on the message of wisdom. Rachel felt that everyone knew something that someone else needed to know. And so we have Voices of Wisdom, so named after her. Now, my sister, had it not been for my mother and my middle sister, Anita, and also, I want to shout out to my oldest sister, Maria. God bless her. She is still on this earth, on this side of the dirt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so and so I want to just send a special shout out to those matriarchs in my family that have been there for me. You know, I want to leave some words of wisdom. Some of the gems that may have been dropped along our journey. Daisy, what would have been some of the words of wisdom that your matriarch left for you?
Well, my mother was a woman who she trusted her children, and her main thing was to have us believe in God and know that He was in charge of our lives. Her thing was, she would tell us what she thought, but then she would say, now you do what you think, because at the end of the day, you make your bed hard, you have to lie in it. So, she was a disciplinarian, but at the same time, she allowed us to think about what we needed to do and how we needed to do it. She was just, I don't know, my mother was just such a beautiful woman.
and words of wisdom.
Yes, and then I had, you know, some couple ladies that I called my play bombs, and they were so special to me, too, as I grew older. And they were very supportive of me, trying to make sure that, you know, I stayed out of trouble and things like that. But I do want to just change it a little bit and thank God for my sisters and my nieces, who are mothers and have their own families and are trying to do the right thing, raising their children and taking care of their families properly. And I have a lot of play sisters that I've picked up out on the road since I've been with the Shalites for 46 years. So
That's right. Shout out to all of the sisters.
So I have sisters and brothers that, you know, we are sisters and brothers. And It's just I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. So I have a huge, huge extended family. One of my sisters who we lost in August of last year, Deborah Ewing, who was the tour manager for the Stylistics, road manager for them, and tour manager the 70 Soul Jam. I miss her terribly because she was confidant. But I've got so many beautiful, beautiful women in my life, and I just want to thank God for that. You know,
amen, amen.
My niece.
Well, God bless you, God Auntie, and you know, I second that emotion. God bless the women, the extended family members, the women, the sister friends, queens, and people that have supported us. I want to thank you for being God Auntie and Gwen, you know, God Niece, and then, of course, Marsha Thompson, God Father. And so many of the people, as we've mentioned earlier, that came through Soul School Music and along our path and journey, as, you know, you've been with the Shy Lights for so many years. And, of course, I've been on the radio with Marsha Thompson. We're in our third year. And there have been so many people that have come along that I can truly say, and you are one of them, that I can truly say I trust, I adore and love. And I, you know, I confide in. And it's not often that you can really confide in. You have people that you can
complain to,
okay?
That's true.
But can you confide in the people you complain to? And if you complain to them, you know, will they turn that on you? Because you need someone to bounce things off of. And I will have to say that, you know, I appreciate the sister, friends, queens, aunts, and you for being there for me, for helping me along the journey. My mother's gone on, my grandmother's gone on, my middle sister's gone on, my older sister is still here, and I have two daughters. And then there are the sister friends that I grew up with. I'm still in touch with my sister friends since sixth grade. I'm still best friends with my high school best friend. You know, people that helped me to make Tribe Family Channel possible. Daisy, just the names are too many to name, but I will say I want to give a special shout out to Mrs. Geraldine Hollis. She is one of the Tougaloo Nine, and she hosts Voices of Wisdom. I also want to shout out Wanda Burnside and Ramel Lee. They host Restore. I want to shout out to Michelle Berard. She hosts Somewhere in the Middle, which is now on its own platform. And so just sister friends that are right here on either side, you know, holding each other arm in arm, you know, along the journey. We salute all of them. And the song that we're going to go out on is my sister, Anita, rest in peace, her favorite song. It is Stephanie Mills' Home. And when you think about the lyrics and just the words, the lyrics, the Stephanie's beautiful voice, the music, the way this song is orchestrated, you know, it just reminds you of those nostalgic times where you had those moments, those nostalgic moments when you were, on the phone with your mother and had to go because Judge Mathis was about to come on, or me and my grandmother, you know, we're walking down Market Street in San Francisco, and I'm walking down Third Street. I'm looking everywhere because, you know, we're in San Francisco. Like Gwen said, she was, you know, born in Harlem and, you know, talking about the project. Well, you know, I was walking down Third Street when I was a little girl, and people were hanging out. It was back in those days, you know, when Golden Gate Park and Liberated, the hippies, and, you know, all of those times. And so my grandmother would tell me, you better watch what's in front of you, watch what's in front of you and not what's behind you. And she meant that literally and figuratively, because if you think about it, you cannot focus on the past and plan your future. So looking behind you will avail you nothing when you're moving forward. Also, a step cousin, Marsha Johnson, who has gone on to be with the Lord. She told me when I was a little girl to keep a bank account in my maiden name, okay? So that was some mama money, okay? Always keep you some mama money. And I never forgot that, you know, to just, you know, keep you something tucked to the side. You know, I wasn't raised by women that said, you know, that preached mad money, you know. My parents were in long-term relationships. You know, I was raised by a stepfather, too, from the age of two after my mother and father broke up. But I'll never forget my stepfather's niece, my cousin, Marsha. She would tell me to keep a bank account in my own name. And I'm a little girl, so I don't know the first thing about walking up to the window, opening a bank account, much less why I need to keep it in my own name. But, you know, you grow up, and those seeds that were planted, you recall them. You remember why. And so that was one thing. My sister, who I'm playing this song for, one of the greatest pieces of advice. Well, first, let me go to my grandmother. My grandmother taught me how to pray, and I know I said that before, but when I had my own four children, and when it came time to wanting them to follow God and not choose their religion, you know, I was faced with, well, how do I do that? How do I introduce my children to God and not enforce and impose upon them? And I just started where my grandmother started with me, teaching them how to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Just starting with a simple act of prayer. I did take them to church, but not solely for prayer. I took them to churches that had activities as well so that they could get involved in different social forms of interacting with other people, martial arts, self-defense, choir, you know, were in the choir, different youth activities. And then I want to fast forward, having garnered from my grandmother how to teach my children to pray. My sister, she told me, Jackie, that was her middle name, Anita Jacqueline. She told me I don't work for the job works for me. That piece of advice carried throughout my entire working life, because when she told me that, I was probably around 17. She also employed me when she was a supervisor in electronics. She gave me one of my first electronic jobs. I grew up in the electronic industry, and I firmly believed that, and I stuck to that. If the job no longer met my needs, then I knew it was time to move on. So that is also something that I pass on to my children. You don't work for the job works for you. Okay. Uh-huh. And so my mother, God bless her soul, taught me so many things by example, by cutting out different clippings and leaving them on the kitchen table. Anything, she was an avid reader, so anything that could help you along your journey and your way, you needed to read it. Health and wellness started on at her kitchen table with castor oil and prunes, and then it just got worse.
Then
you had to do this and that and that and the other, you know. Oh my goodness. But
then,
so, you know, those home remedies and those mantras, that's what made us strong. So mama, familia, big mama, aunties, queens, matriarchs, sisters, daughters, aunts, cousins, queens, we love you. God bless you. We miss you. Your spirit lives in us and us in you, and we carry the torch. We will continue on until the day that we go home. So we're going to end this show with Home by Stephanie Mills. You have been tuned into Gumbo for the Soul, Women of Honor, and Mother's Day special honoring all women with Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown, executive team of the Shy Life, helping me hold it down, sponsored by the Dream Castle Villa, Dream Castle Pageant, Gwen Nix James and her team. Thank you for calling in and giving us all the information. Make sure you support this worthy cause. June 9th, we want to see you in Yonkers, New York. We're out. Queen, I love you. God bless you.
Love you
and
too.
I will talk to you soon. Happy dear Mother's Day to you. And any
Thank
final
you.
Words you want to tell our listeners?
I just want to say, Mr. Moms, we will not forget you as well, because there are so many dads who've had to double as moms. And I know we're saying honoring women, but Mr. Moms, we love you too, and we're so grateful that you've taken the time to develop and the role that you play in the development of your family. God bless you as well.
And God bless you, men of honor. And we will definitely have a show in June to honor Father's Day. So we're going to go on home with Stephanie Mills. God bless you, God auntie, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
A place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget. When the